Blog Talk Radio.
Free indeed.
we thank God for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless everyone here in the shop today. Come on, give God our praise, glory, and honor because he is worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for new mercy and new grace, oh God. Lord, we thank you for keeping us, oh God, all day, yesterday, through the night, even right now, God, at the 6 o'clock, God. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing right now, what you're doing, and what you're about to do, because we trust and we believe in you and all that we have and all that we will have. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, everybody, and shout. Come on, church. Give God our praise. Go on. Give it to God right now. Give it to him right now. Hallelujah. All families of the people, God. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Give to the Lord the glory. Do his name right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Bring an offering and come into his courts right now. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Tremble before him in all the earth. Amen. Say among the nations that the Lord reigns. The Lord, hallelujah. The world also is prominent. Extends. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. We thank you, Father God, for your righteousness by Christ Jesus that we obey righteous. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Prophet T. Chantel Manning. I thank God for everyone that's on the line today. May God continue to be your strength. Bless God, keep God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, how many of us need order in our life right now? I just want to pray for divine order. Amen. A lot of us are operating out of order. Amen. All the things are out of order in our lives, in our homes, in our relationships. So I pray right now for God, divine order in every area of your life right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you move body and strong, oh God, in the life of your children right now, this very day and this very hour. And Lord, we thank you for moving mighty and strong, oh God. Turn things around for our good, and we thank you and we love you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just so grateful for you all to be here. Amen. Pressing all, pressing through. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And how many of you know that God, it is the Spirit of God that goes before you, preparing a way because you trust, you believe. If you give it all over to God, then you can rest. When you give it all over to God, I'm not just saying some of it, but all over to God. Give up worry. Give up give it all up. Give up fear. Give all that up. Stress. Give it up. Give it all over to God. Amen. Cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you and everything that's concerning you. Go ahead and shout Avengers, Kimberly Webber. Give God our praise. Go ahead and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I thought all about what I wanted to shout to the Lord today. This is what came to my mind. Lord, I know you've been so good. Lord, I know you've been so good. You watched over me all night long. Lord, I know you've been so good. And that's my shout for today. I just thank God for being a good guy. Amen.
Lord,
hallelujah.
You know you've been so good. Oh, Lord, you've been very good.
Amen.
Better than I can ever be to myself or anybody else. Amen. Lord, you know you've been so good. I like how you sung it. Man, you're killing. You're going on in here and you just want to be careful with it. Lord, I know you've been so good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God keep you. Thank God for it. Good to hear you back here on the shout. We love your shout. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God, you know you're so good. Better than I could ever be to myself. I like that. Glory to God. God is so good. My God, you're better than good. There's no word to describe how good you are. We just say thank you, Lord. You know you've been so good. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Sister Connie. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise. Go ahead and shout. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, I have a good praise report.
Yes, ma'am.
You prayed for me. You prayed for me with my little autism, nonverbal little boy that I've been dealing with and having such a hard time with. He was a good boy this morning. And he had a couple of little hiccups, but nothing like the stuff that I have been going through. And you never know who's seen or listening or to, you know, when you're doing your job, because one of the management came up to me today and she said, you're doing such an excellent job. I'm so happy that you have patience with him. And she said, we talked about who we wanted to put with him and we chose you. I didn't know that.
Hey.
They said it takes me to deal with him. And here I'm praying for help. But I'm not going to give up on it. I'm not going to give up on it. But I was very surprised. I didn't know they was watching me, how I deal with the kids, not with him, but just with the kids in general.
Children,
and they decided
yeah.
that I would be the best person to put with him. So, but anyway, I'm so glad that I'm not giving up on him and just continue to pray for me. And I had a very good day, a blessed day today.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God, for answering prayers. Lord, we ask that you continue to move mighty, great, and strong in the life of your daughter, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're opening the doors that no man can close right now for your daughter, Connie. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that, Lord, we ask that you continue peace, oh God, to be in the heart of the child, in the mind of the child, Father God, the heart of understanding, Father God, even in your daughter, oh God, as you have called her in position, oh God, to be able to nurture, to love on him, Lord God, like never before. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. God bless you. God keep you, Sister Connie. We thank God for you. We thank God for the testimony, amen, for the turnaround. Oh, God is still working it out, amen. Hallelujah. We can testify amen. The goodness of the Lord right here on the shout into others. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You just never know, like Sister Connie said, you never know who's watching you, amen. Who is watching you? We know that God sees all knows all. Amen. So God is always watching, but you never know who amongst you is watching you and saying, that's just what I said. They can put your name at the top of the list, or whatever that list may be, for God's goodness to just explode in your life. Amen. You can be at home not even expecting things to happen, and God will show favor in another place, putting your name at the top of the list. Amen. Making you worthy, and they qualify you where you have already counted yourself out. God will qualify you for that position that you ain't even applied for. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and believe it's a blessing in it, because God is watching. We know man is watching. We know the people around us may or may not be watching, but God is always watching the good and the evil. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Amen. Glory to God. It's good to have you back here, Cousin Brenda Gale. Welcome to the shout. God bless you. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God all praise. Glory to God and shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's been an amazing, glorious day today. My mom and I got back home from her doctor's appointment this morning, and they were able to give her her test, and
amen.
We are so grateful for that. Thank God for that. Thank him for his protection, leading
yes,
us, guiding us from all hurt, harm, and danger. And we are here, so I guess we'll be hearing from the doctor in a little bit to see what he sees, what he can do, and where we're going to go from here. But we thank God for today. We thank him for today. Say hallelujah,
amen.
Mother.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. Hey, Ruth and Ray.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. It's good to hear your voice and you both on the call today. God bless you. May God continue to keep you. We pray right now that God will divinely intervene and turn it all around for the good of our aunt Ruth and May right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That was plaguing her body, but plague her no more. Amen. We decree and declare life, good life, victory right now over Ruth and May. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you've heard our prayers, oh God, and that you've answered our prayers right now, right here today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we love you, Father God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Cousin Brenda. God, hey, Ruth and May. Hallelujah. God be with you. God be with you. Who could be against you? And know that God is with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. Always good to hear those back on the shout. I always look forward to hearing you all here on the shout Monday through Thursday. Be here with us. Hallelujah. Like we have Sister Sharon on the line today. Glory, glory to God. Sister Sharon, glory to shout. Give God our praise. Glory to that shout. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I'm going to shout, because God is good. I don't
yes,
know
Lord.
What I'd do without the Lord, without the Lord. I don't know what I'd do without the Lord, without the Lord. I just don't know what I'd do without the Lord, because
God
is good and he is worthy to be praised. And I just
yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I just don't know what
Hallelujah.
Happened without it. Woo,
my God, my God. Yes, he is. He's better than good. Hallelujah.
He's good.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God keep you, Sister Shed. Hallelujah. I don't know what I would do without the Lord. What would we do without the Lord? Where would we be? Amen. Where would we go without the Lord? What would it be like if we didn't have God? But we thank God, Father God, that you are with us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're always on our side, oh God. We thank you that you're for us, oh God, and not against us. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you loved us so much that you send your only begotten Son to save us. Oh, what would we do without you, Lord? But we thank you, Lord God, for you are so good. And your mercy endure forever. We just want to say thank you. Come on, everybody, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you land. Shout the Lord with gladness. Come on, boys, presence right now with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His grace for thanksgiving. Amen. And into His court with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name right now. For the Lord is good and His mercy is everlasting and His truth endures for all generations. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise everybody. Praise Him. Come on and shout in the midst of your storm, while you're going through. Amen. Even in the victorious moment, even when the down moments, praise Him because He is worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:9, ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye shall shew, hallelujah, forth the praises of God, with who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Amen. See, your life is a song of praise that arises to God, your Father. Amen. He revels in your decision to take His hand and step out of darkness into light. Amen. It's what He has worked so hard to accomplish. Amen. It's why He sent His Son, Jesus, to live and die and rise again. You are His trophy, His prize, the sure and certain reward of His great sacrifice. Each time you say yes to life, yes to love, yes to eternal values, you are praising Him. Glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. The Bible says in Psalm 91:2, I will praise you, O Lord, with all, hallelujah, with my whole heart. I will sing praise to your name, O my most high. Your life is a form of praise, everybody, but your words of praise are even more precious to your heavenly Father. See, His Holy Spirit who lives within you carries them straight to His throne. Why are your praises so dear to Him? That is the question, because unlike His other creatures, your praise are not the intimate you are. They are the free expression of your heart. See, you choose Him when you could have chosen so many others. So lift your voices to Him. It brings Him great joy. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just want to say thank you. I want you to understand today how it's important you are that we praise, how it's important that we worship, how it's important that we pray, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, because God loves us. We're so loved. We're blessed with love. The Bible says in Jeremiah 31:3, you all, that I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness. See, God truly loves you with an everlasting and unconditional love. He really does, you all. He really does love us all. See, 1 John 4:8 teaches that God is love. Love is a person, and He created you in His image and likeness, filled with love. See, everyone needs to love because we're created for love and by love. Amen. See, I preached this Sunday ago, and my husband, he taught this last Wednesday in Bible study, you all, and understanding how important it is to love, because people are not loving. We're so quick to hate. A lot of us are quick to hate instead of loving. Operating in love is one thing to say it, it's one thing to be it, it's one thing to do it. Remember that we're blessed with love. So when mankind, you all, fell into sin, we became separated from God and separated from perfect love. So as a result, we experienced guilt, shame, fear, and condemnation, but this was never God's intention or desire for us. See, we walked away from that perfect love, you all. See, through Christ, we have been restored to God. Amen. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. We find this in the book of John 3:16. Do you believe it? See, even though we turned our hearts against Him, He never abandoned us. He never stopped loving us. Instead, He put a plan into place that will restore us back to Him. Amen. To restore us back to love. Amen. How Are you loving today? Are you loving like Christ? Are you forgiving like Christ? Are you operating according to what the Bible says that Jesus has commanded us to do, that we love one another? In the name of Jesus, they say God's plan was brilliant, you all. He knew that we did not have the ability to make our wrong right. See, we owe such an enormous debt because of our sin that it was impossible for us to pay it back. So as a result, you all, he decided to pay the debt for us. God decided to become man and pay the debt in full. Jesus Christ came as a man, obeyed and fulfilled all the law and commandments on our behalf. He never sinned. He was perfect. He then chose to absorb all of mankind's sins, and he hung on the cross. He died and paid the penalty for all of our sins and transgressions. Amen. So he actually became sin, and in exchange, he gave us his righteousness. What an extravagant gift, amen, in order to receive this love that will never weaken, that will never fade or diminish. We simply receive him into our life as our Savior and Lord by faith. He did all that work to restore us to God, amen, to restore us to love. So when we say God is better than good, and when we say I don't know what I will do without the Lord, we know because we are blessed with love, all we have to do is believe. See, this love is not based on your ability to obey his commandments, your behavior, or your performance. It's based on his unconditional love for you. His unconditional love for us. He will always love you. You are his dear child. We are his children. You are his beloved. You are his precious one and always will be. When you receive and understand this great and glorious love, then it is easy to love him in return with all of your heart, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. Hallelujah. The Bible says, see how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God, and such we are, according to 1 John 3:1. We're blessed with love, you all. We're blessed with love. We're blessed with love. We're born into love because we're born in Christ. When you believe, you receive, amen? When you believe, but will you believe today? Let us decree and declare today here on this shout, amen? Let us decree and declare over our life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us decree, and I want you all to understand as we decree and we declare over our life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, what does it mean to decree? The word decree is a legal term that can mean you are an authoritative instruction provided by someone who has authority or by government, a judgment decided by a court of law. So let us decree and declare over our life today, because we have the power and we have the authority and we have the resurrection power that's working on the inside of us, and it shall be so, and it shall be no other way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are loved with an everlasting love, with loving kindness of God has drawn us to himself. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ that we bask in this love, and nothing whatsoever will ever separate us from the love of God that has been poured upon us. Amen. God's love for us never fails. It is rich and forgiving, so gentle and kind. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that God's love is over us as a banner that gives us covering and victory, leading us in the way we should go. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that we follow after him, because he draws us with his intimate love. Amen. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the power of his name, that we have been called to know this rich love that surpasses knowledge, so that we are filled with his fullness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that we are truly him, that we are truly the object of his deepest love and affection. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name, because of his love for us, we will never perish, but we will have everlasting life for him. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the power in his name, the love of God wells up within us like fresh rain from above and overflows us with perfect peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power in his name that the Lord pours his unfailing love upon us daily, and as a result, we are able to love others freely. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, move on us right now. Move mighty and strong, oh God. And we thank you for your love. We thank you for your love right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, oh God, that we can decree and declare that we are so loved, amen, that you love us, oh God. And we thank you for your love. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. If you just had tuned in to the show today, we are just so excited to be here once again on the show. We're just talking about we're blessed with love, the love of God. Sometimes we feel unworthy. We feel unworthy of so many things in life because we're so fixated on the worldly things and what the world says and the standards of the world. But when we look at the standards of the Word of God and what God has called us, the promises of God, and where we are in Christ, amen, we can truly live and operate in peace and know that we are loved and that we are worthy. That God has counted us worthy. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It doesn't matter what man is saying, what man is doing. It matters what God is saying and what God is doing in your life, what God has called you, and not what man is trying to call you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Know that God has a plan for you that's greater than the plan that you have for yourself. And I want you to know no matter what you're going through today or what tomorrow may bring, God is always with you. And if God be with you, who could be against you? And know that as long as you are, God is on your side. You're on the right side, and you're already victorious through Christ Jesus. And stand on the Word of God, no matter what comes up against you. Stand on the Word of God and decree and declare over yourself, amen, that you're healed. Your body may be saying one thing, but decree and declare, even for myself, that I am healed. I made a decision on today. I said, I'm going to get up. I'm going to move around. I'm feeling this kind of way, but I have the strength of the Lord. So I'm going to press on and press in, and I'm going to get to going today. And I made a decision, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And it is so. And I got it, and I got to move it. And just know that you can decree and declare of yourself. Use the Word of God, and it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you have a problem with your, you know, believing and trusting God for this miracle that you've been praying about, ask God to help you with your unbelief. Amen. Ask God to increase your faith so that you can receive. Go to God honestly, because He knows everything about you. He knows the depths of you. He knows you better than you know yourself. So why not go being honest and open to God and say, Lord, I'm here. I'm having a hard time believing. I'm having a hard time receiving. I'm having a hard time getting in that place. I'm dealing with anger. I'm dealing with fear. I'm worrying. I trust you. I know. I said, but Lord, help me. Do I really trust? Like I said, if I really trust, why am I worrying, Father? Lord, help me with my unbelief. I'm scared. God, I said, I'm scared. I need you, Lord, right now. Help me. Strengthen me. Be honest and open to God. Be honest and open to me, because He already knows what we need before we ask. He wants us to come with an honest heart. So go to God with all your needs and just lay it out for Him and give it all over to Him. Give it all over to God. And when you get up off your knees or whatever position you're in praying, leave it there. Leave it with the Father. Lay it at the altar and leave it there. Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Before we go, you all, I just want to decree and declare again over us today. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power in His name that we are God's children and we are born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. We are forgiven of all our sins and we are washed in the blood and we are new creatures in Christ. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated to God's kingdom. We are redeemed from the curse of the law, sin, and death. We are blessed in our going out and blessed in our coming in. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are holy without blame before Him in love. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are the elect of God. We are established to the end. We are made near to the Heavenly Father by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are set free and we are free indeed. We are strong in the Lord our God. We are dead to sin and we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are joint heirs with Christ Jesus. We're sitting in the heavenly places right now with Christ Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we're sitting with the Holy Spirit of promise and we thank Him, oh God. We are in Christ and by His doing and we thank Him. We accept it in the Lord. We are complete in Him. We are crucified with Christ and we are alive with Christ. We are free from condemnation and we're reconciled to God in the name of Jesus Christ. Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of His name that we are qualified to share in His inheritance and we are firmly rooted, built up, established in our faith and overflowing with thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. You all have a wonderful evening in the Lord our God. I bless you all to prosper. I bless you all to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement to others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. That we come together and we'll say to God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. You all, we have Bible study here tonight. If you want to join us here at 845-277-9213. As we have our Bible study here with the Gospel Public Ministries. God bless you all. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. And with the man, we're lifting you up in prayer. We're trusting God with you and for you. God bless you all. I love you. God bless you. God keep you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past. Home at last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed.